All right, wow. I got to show you all the exact moment Vice President J.D. Vance slips up and gets caught in his own Epstein lie. This administration has been tripping over itself to lie about the Epstein files, lie about tariffs, to deport immigrants, then lie about that. And honestly, if you were to travel back in time 10 years ago and show that version of J.D. Vance this interview, I don't think that version of J.D. Vance would let it get this far. I think he would flee the country before he lets this interview happen again. Because throughout this interview, even beyond the defensiveness of pedophilias like Jeffrey Epstein or trying to defend the cover-up of the Jeffrey Epstein list, J.D. Vance also just shreds the Constitution and lies about the census because he wants to help rig the midterms at the behest of Donald Trump. J.D. Vance then lies about who pays the tariff, just utterly lies about economics 101. They just do it so brazenly now. He then defends the idea of Netanyahu taking over all of Gaza, but it gets worse. He then defends the idea of Putin basically taking over Ukraine, but he says that Ukraine should not have a seat at the table when it comes to these negotiations. So I say one more time, if you were to show J.D. Vance from 10 years ago this interview now, his jaw would absolutely drop. The never Trump guy, the Trump is a Hitler guy, is now aiding Trump in that exact same behavior. So let's waste no time. Let's jump in with this clip of Marita Bartiromo and J.D. Vance talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And listen, a lot of mainstream media won't cover this. A lot of news stations refuse to cover the protests, the Epstein list, and everything happening. So make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We will break down the lies relentlessly. Let's start off with this clip of J.D. Vance saying, you know, Democrats are trying very hard to tie this to Epstein, but there are also Democratic political leaders who went there as if we care. If there are any Democrats who went there, expose the list, lock them up, give them due process, and lock them up. This is not a defense, this is a pivot, and he's basically admitting within this that, yeah, Trump was there, but also there are other Democratic leaders.
Was it the right move for Comer to send subpoenas to the Clintons?
It absolutely was, and it drives home how, while the Democrats have tried to make this Epstein thing about anything but the fact that Democrat billionaires and Democrat political leaders went to Epstein Island all the time, who knows what they did.
What? That is not what this is about. It's not even about Democratic leaders. It's about the victims. It's about a list of people who have repeatedly offended victims who were young girls who didn't have the autonomy or agency at the time to really understand what was happening to them because they were plucked out at 13 years old when they were supposed to be in their formative years. It's about the victims. It's about making sure that people cannot re-offend. And J.D. Vance is sitting here trying to pivot or make it about Democrats, but no. Your admin turned something political by having Pam Bondi come out and say, I have the list on my desk. They then got political influencers with those binders. You guys have seen the binders. So the idea that Democrats are trying to make this political, come on.
But it's totally reasonable to ask these questions. What you saw in the House's subpoena is they are trying to investigate all of the things related to this particular case. I know a lot of Americans want answers.
They're not trying to investigate all of the things. The FBI sat Trump down in May and said, your name is in these files. Do you want us to redact it? Then they redacted it. Then in June, less than a month later, Elon Musk comes out and says, Trump's name is in the Epstein files. That's why they won't release them. J.D. Vance then continues with this line. He says, listen, we know Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of connections with billionaires, but there were left-wing billionaires too.
I have to say, Maria, I laugh at the Democrats who are now all of a sudden so interested in the Epstein files. For 4 years, Joe Biden and the Democrats did absolutely nothing about this story. We know that Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of connections with left-wing politicians and left-wing billionaires. And now President Trump has demanded full transparency from this. And yet somehow the Democrats are attacking him and not the Biden administration, which did nothing for 4 years.
Let me just correct the record. The Biden administration had been investigating this for the past 4 years, but it's even wrong to say that. It wasn't Biden and the people around him investigating this, because 4 years ago, there was actually a level of separation between the presidency and the DOJ. Merrick Garland was not weaponizing these files. Pam Bondi weaponized them within her first month. Here's the moment where Maria Bartiromo asks, Can you give us clarity on the meeting that apparently happened last night on the Epstein files? J.D. Vance says, there was no meeting at my house last night. There just wasn't. Then she says, was there a meeting at the White House? And he goes, well, we did have a meeting in the White House.
Can you give us some clarity on this meeting that is reportedly happening or happened last night at the White House about the Epstein files and how you're communicating the Epstein story?
So I've seen so many different fake reports about this. So let me set the record straight. There was no meeting at my house last night. There just wasn't.
Was there a meeting at the White House?
We did meet at the White House yesterday, but not at the time that they said that we were going to meet, and not about the subject that they said that we were going to meet about. We have a great FBI director and a great Department of Justice lead, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and we met to talk about how to ensure we have justice for the American people. We actually didn't talk about the Epstein issue at all. That was never meant to be the subject of the meeting. And it's one of those things where I guess somebody leaked a calendar entry, maybe, and then people assumed that it must have been about Epstein, even though it had nothing to do with Epstein. On the Epstein issue, what the president has said very clearly, because we've had other meetings about that, is...
Okay, he's just lying. We got a report after this White House meeting happened, and the meeting said it was about two things. Number one, the firing of FBI agents who helped investigate Donald Trump's January 6th. And number two, it was about the Epstein files and how to proceed. And by how to proceed, we mean how to cover it up, how to cover up the fact that this administration will not be transparent. So J.D. Vance is lying. We know that he's lying because after this happened, we got reports that it was about the Epstein files. But then it gets worse. If you showed this to J.D. Vance a decade ago, he would already reel over in dismay and his jaw would be on the floor and he would be disgusted because he's been defending Jeffrey Epstein. Actually, he would be confused because Jeffrey Epstein hadn't been arrested for the second time. But either way, the point stands. J.D. Vance would be like, what the hell? But now it gets worse. Now he begins to shred the Constitution while also running defense for Vladimir Putin. Let's watch him say that, you know, the census needs to be done differently.
And the other thing that we talked about, and I didn't even realize this, Maria, until a couple of years ago, that, you know, for apportioning representatives, you actually count illegal aliens. So even though illegal aliens theoretically are not supposed to vote, we know sometimes they do, you still count illegal aliens for congressional apportionment.
Here's the reason. Infrastructure like roads and bridges and places, things that get you from A to B, need to be based on real numbers, real population size, real population density, not some idealistic magical number. Republicans always try to shit on liberals or progressives for having idealistic thinking, yet they want to base the entire census system around fake numbers. They want to base the economic system around fake BLS numbers after firing the BLS director. They are the ones that engage in magical thinking and also unconstitutional thinking. In the Constitution, every person gets rights. Every person is counted in the census, not just citizen. Finally, watch this clip of Maria Bartiromo asking J.D. Vance, do you want Putin to meet with Zelensky before a meeting with Trump? And J.D. Vance doesn't use any of his diplomatic leverage whatsoever. He doesn't say, yes, I will condition my meeting on Putin with Putin meeting Zelensky. Nope. They want to bully Zelensky. They want to bully the democratic country, and they don't give a damn, so he gives the worst answer possible.
It's something I think all Americans should be proud of, whatever their political party.
Do you want Putin to meet with Zelensky before a meeting with President Trump?
I actually don't think it would be that productive. I think fundamentally the President of the United States has to be the one to kind of bring these two together. We're, of course, going to talk to the Ukrainians. I actually spoke with the Ukrainians this morning. Marco has been talking to them quite a bit. We're going to keep that dialogue open, but fundamentally, this is something where the President needs to force President Putin and President Zelensky really to sit down to figure out their differences.
Well, he can't force anything if he's not using any of his leverage. Donald Trump has gotten rolled by Putin repeatedly. And I'm going to be talking about this a lot this week. So make sure you're subscribed and make sure that you have post notifications on, because as we talk about Epstein and ICE raids, the Ukraine war is something I want to hammer home. Donald Trump has blown this. Since before he even got into office, he was giving up leverage, yearning for a deal, and acting like an idiot saying he would solve it on day one. Well, there are reports that when he got into the White House, he immediately tried to float the same deal Biden tried to float 3 years ago. When that didn't work, he sent out a series of desperate Truth Social posts. When that didn't work, he tried to do a phone call with Putin. Putin was nice and, you know, like, said nice things to him. Right after Trump hung up the phone, Putin launches the largest drone strike yet. He's done this three different times, the largest drone attack yet. It's disgusting. Trump is getting played. And now it's all culminating into this. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make, make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you on the next video, and peace out.